that.
Darth Vader, only you could be so bold. The Imperial Senate will not sit still for this. When they hear you've attacked a diplomat...
Hey, look, man, I ain't fighting for no race. I ain't redeeming nobody. I quit on you when you cleared out of Detroit with Willie the Pimp. Yeah, you lucky I'm too busy to find you, girl. You're selling my clothes, my ring, my silver brushes.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a member of the Imperial Senate on a diplomatic mission to Alderaan.
Don't you papa me, girl. I'll papa you so you never forget it. You get your black ass out of here.
Jesus.
Holding her is dangerous. Word of this gets out, it could generate sympathy for the rebellion in the Senate.
What I supposed to do?
Hello and welcome everyone to the Air Raid podcast. This is episode 11.
Woo!
Of hopefully a long and drawn out series. Thanks for downloading my show. It's fun to be here. You have a very nice iPod. So yeah, episode 11. Hope you enjoyed episode 10. We got a real special show for you today. Of course, this is the show that drops bombs of awesome into your ear holes. We're a little bit hot up here. And I got my guests here, Kirby Crackle. How's it going, guys?
Doing great. It's hot in here, so take off all your clothes. I'm getting so hot, I'm going to take my clothes off.
Are you? Are you really?
I hear it's more like a European bathhouse.
Yes.
It is. Yeah, I have that written down, actually.
Complete with Greeks.
Yeah, complete with at least one Greek.
Well, I was going to say, we could totally, and I might ask for your guys' help on this, too.
So another actually, Shirts and Skins podcast. I hear you.
You like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, totally.
We're going to get this place hot and clean.
No, but we could tile this whole place from top to bottom. And it would have a line out, you know, around the block.
I like how much. Europeans. I like how much.
Because it is. It feels like a fucking European bathhouse in this place.
It's a little toasty.
It is.
I'll tell you what. We were just at the gathering of the Juggalos, and that shit was hot there.
talk about hot. Oh.
Mostly because I had my Ed Hardy sweater on, and also my gift certificate I won from Lids.
From Lids.
I'm trying to offend all the listeners here.
I brought a fresh pair of Tims and was wearing jeans that had a tribal pattern up one leg.
Nice.
I like those on you.
In white stitch.
Those look good
on
you.
Is it Ed Hardy pants or something like that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One brand, head to toe.
Well, welcome, you guys.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
This is going to be a great show because already you guys are very comfortable.
We are very comfortable.
Yeah.
Feeling good.
I think,
feeling
I
great.
Think
feeling
the,
good.
The
How are
amount
you?
Of sweat that I have is about my comfort level of sweat. Things are going well.
Great. Well, we've got, like I said, we've got a great show. We're going to power through this heat wave that we're having up here right now.
Let's do it.
You guys, Kirby Crackle. So we got Jim.
Demonacos.
Demon Nachos in the house.
Demon Nachos?
Demon nachos.
That must be some spicy meatballs.
Mm. Yeah. Spicy that European meatballs.
And Kyle Stevens.
Yeah, plain white boy last name.
Yeah.
Not fun.
Yeah.
Sounds like a dentist.
John Smith.
Yeah.
Well, welcome, you guys. Thanks for coming out. We've got a treasure trove of things to talk about today.
Let's open that up.
Yeah, yeah. For one, we're going to talk about you guys and what you do in the band. Because you guys are fresh off of Comic-Con tour, right? West Coast?
Yep.
Only?
National, baby. North America, baby.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just West Coast.
And plus, we're nerd rock divas, so that we like to talk about ourselves.
I have...
Kirby Crackle is our third favorite topic after both us
and Jim's mom.
And Jim's mom.
Zing.
Mom.
Oh! 1-0. Mrs. Demon one. Nachos.
That's right. Where do you think I learned? Wait. Not sure what we're talking about anymore.
Yeah, we got way off topic. Way off topic.
That never happens.
That never happens.
That's
at all?
For sure. Laser focus.
Reel us in.
So we're gonna talk about you guys, what you guys do, because you are VIPs of what I like to call life.
Mm,
and also, if we have time, we're gonna talk about this month's Waste of Skin, and also our kind of pseudo top story. And you know, I mean, I realize that's a little bit harsh to say Waste of Skin, but I think you guys would probably agree with me. Tila Tequila played a show at The Gathering, the Juggalo main event.
She freaked out.
We were there. I mean, yeah, you know, we like...
You were not there.
Yeah. Uncle, what's his name with the makeup on his face?
Dan.
Gallagher.
No,
it's kind of
Gallagher,
like,
yeah.
It's kind of like prom when you wish you went to prom, but you just sit around with a box of Yoplait and some Chips Ahoy.
Drinking Faygo,
and you're just like, I should have gone. God.
Damn it. I missed it again.
Next year.
Well, anyway.
We joked about it, I think, on, what was it, Facebook? And we got like all these people like, oh my God, we'll totally see you there. And we're like,
No, that was it.
Celebrate the differences.
Yeah, celebrate. I was like, sorry, like we're just messing around because we have friends who are going, wink, internet wink.
Yeah, yeah. So Tila Tequila, I don't know why the hell. Actually, first of all, I got to say, I didn't even know Tila Tequila was like a rapper.
I didn't know either until I read that.
Yeah. And then you saw the video too, right?
Well, I think she got what she wanted because I immediately went to YouTube and looked it up and watched it this morning.
Yeah, totally. I didn't even know that she did music. I thought she was just like one of those reality TV show. Yeah.
A celebrity.
Yeah.
I think her mom's happy with her choices after watching that video.
Really? Mm-hmm. Really? Well, she stated that she went up there and people started actually throwing like feces at her.
That's not cool.
And bricks.
So my question, not surprisingly, is exactly where did they get the feces? Did they have it handy, if you know what I mean?
Or... Well, I heard on some account, because this is off of Gawker.com, by the way, by someone's account, somebody went into like the porta potty.
Oh, so it was like Avatar feces.
Yeah.
Because they, you know, like it's got that blue flavor tint.
That's right.
As a late 20s, early 30s-year-old American white male, I want to apologize for all of my people there.
For all of our white
the
brethren.
Yeah, of there, the young dudes. Yeah. It's not representative, hopefully.
No. I would hope not.
That, no. But, yeah.
Sad.
Yeah, so, it is. Good time. Sad state of affairs. At the gathering there. So we might get a little bit more in depth on that, but I would urge, if we don't get to it, that everybody go and check that out on YouTube, because holy shit! So then we're in the second half of the show, we're gonna hear some music songs.
Yeah, we're gonna play some music songs.
Yeah.
From my hands.
From your hands.
To your ear holes.
And your face.
Yeah, my face.
You're gonna use your face and your hands to play some music songs. For our head holes.
My face is going to make sounds, and then your cilia is going to wave back and forth and interpret my face sounds.
Do you know what your cilia is, by the
that
way?
That is disgusting.
Definition, go.
Those are the little hairs inside of your ear that...
Oh, that create the vibrations,
correct,
right?
Correct. You see, this podcast, fun and educational.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Mm-hmm.
But, so when you're at a concert and you hear the ringing... That's right. Your cilia dying and a frequency dying that you'll never hear again.
Really?
I swear to God.
Wow.
Straight up, dog.
Pay attention, son. This is for your own good.
I think we should probably just end the show there. This is...
All right, let's get positive.
Shit just got real, Kyle. Okay, so, but first, I do have... This is a major, major news story. So, listen up, yo. Okay. And this is huge. This is huge for me. And I don't know if you guys, like, you know, when I was giving you guys the rundown of the show, I didn't want to tell you. But I think that you probably know about it already.
Okay.
I
mean, iPhone
what
5.
What you guys do. So,
you heard it here first.
You heard it here first. That's right. So some super, super amazing news. I'm about to shit my pants. It's about Star Wars. And so this is for all you huge Star Wars fans out there, of which I am one. Drum roll. Okay. Star Wars trilogy is finally coming to Blu-ray disc.
Whoa.
What? Awesome news, but that's not even the best news, though.
Okay. Oh, shit. There's more?
There's more. You guys have heard this, right?
I haven't heard. I heard that part, but I
deleted fucking scene.
No.
Yes.
No.
And I saw one. It's amazing.
Was it good?
It's amazing. From the Return of the Jedi.
Ooh.
Oh. I can't even. I can't even explain it.
What is it?
So it's okay. Scene. Darth Vader gets into an elevator, and then you see that weird George Lucas fade up. You know.
Uh-huh.
Or like wipes the screen up,
mm-hmm.
and then he's in his little thinking chamber or whatever that thing is.
Right, the egg.
The egg, yeah, the Vader egg, and he's channeling Luke, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's saying, you know, come to the dark side, mm-hmm. and then it shows Luke in this cave just before he's about to go to Jabba's palace, and he's making the lightsaber. The green lightsaber.
Oh, dope.
What?
It was serious.
Crazy.
Serious.
Why was that not in there?
Well, that's what I'm asking.
Did you hear...
No, go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm not going to go.
Okay, I'm going to go.
We're going to have a staring contest. Did you read about... So, also this week, in Star Wars related news, did you read about that guy who was an ex-producer on the Star Wars first couple movies?
And, no.
For his first interview since the late 70s, talking about how George Lucas, like, they had big creative disagreements over Return of the Jedi because the toys had become so popular and had brought in so much income that basically the third movie was driven not by story but by how many toys they could shove in there.
Really?
That's why there's so many characters. Whoa. And it's like, you know, don't get me wrong, the speeder bike chase through Endor is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But like it was created so that they could have speeder bike toys and how many different outfits. The original basically he talked about how originally Han was going to die halfway through Return of the Jedi, like noble sacrifice style.
Really?
But because the Han toy was one of the most popular,
uh-huh.
they decided to keep him alive. And the way the movie was going to end was with Leia basically as a queen, you know, like kind of running things. And Luke wandering off into the sunset like Clint Eastwood, John Wayne style.
No shit.
And all of it was changed because of how much money the toys. And, I mean, when you think about it, like, if you take that thought and extend it towards the new Star Wars movies.
Right,
like,
right.
That was just, like, a toy commercial built on a toy commercial. Like, it was...
Oh, big time.
So, yeah. It's really interesting because it's, like, every scene changed. And it was, like, boom, something new. And it wasn't for creativity. It was, like, oh, sweet. Well, now we can make... these droid toys. Now we can make these walker toys. Now
there's
12 new characters who are on screen for 2 seconds, but as has been proved by the first movie.
You know, and that makes so much sense, too, because I remember as a kid, and then I started actually collecting again, you know, later on in life, those Star Wars toys. But there were so many different figures that really you only saw... you know, for a split second.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, and they didn't even have in actuality, they didn't even have full bodies.
Right.
They
yeah.
were just like a mask on a stick that they, you know, somebody was holding up in the background.
Yeah. Marketing but they made at a his toy. Best.
Yeah. He just sat around and made up names for those guys in the background.
Right. Right.
And, the other thing, so the other piece for that is that, so those scenes on Endor
uh-huh.
were originally, that was supposed to be the Wookiee planet, Kashyyyk. So
right, right.
But
would have been way cooler,
and it would have been way cooler. And as it turns out, the problem was that Ewoks much more cuddly and uh-huh. you make better teddy
kid
bears
friendly
than yeah. than
no.
Wookiees.
I remember hearing something about that. Yeah.
So yeah, it was just but it was funny because it just sort of came to light very recently, like kind of confirming what a lot of people had always suspected.
Yeah,
it's like the
yeah.
butterfly effect. You think of what could have been different. Had that happened, like we could have hoverboards now and
right.
be smoking out of our ass or something like that.
It's true. It's true. We could, it could be South Park style. We could ingest food in our butt and throw it out our mouths.
Life is so fragile.
It is.
Precious. It really is. It really is. You guys are very insightful.
Thank you.
So let's, yeah. So, I mean, that, hearing that news today, I was looking for like a news story, you know, and I came across that tequila thing. And
well, you
like,
went on both. That was good.
Whatever. But then I saw that and I was like, you know, this is perfect because your music, the music that you guys play, is kind of all centered around like video game and comic book geekdom.
Correct. We are hopefully your nerd rock band of choice.
Right.
We better be yours.
And
I'm
Kirby
not talking
Crackle.
About your listeners.
Right.
Hopefully. Yeah.
Right. Oh, you are. Oh, you are. Okay. Yeah, you're my nerd rock.
You can live.
Because we're the only one. So and I mean even you guys got your name from a comic book artist, right?
Correct. We got our name because we were influenced by the work of Jack Kirby.
Jack Kirby.
You know, right. We always say, you know, Jim, what your first comic was Fantastic Four number one.
First comic I ever read was a reprint of the original Fantastic Four number one by Jack Kirby and Stan Lee.
Oh, nice. Nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So we don't write songs about Jack Kirby characters. We write songs about Marvel comic characters, DC characters, about and from the perspective of our favorite characters we had growing up.
Right. Right.
Both in comics and video games and just general pop culture, like
yes.
zombies yeah. or, you know.
Songs about dating Tiger Shark girls.
Songs about coming out of Vault 101.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great stuff. Great stuff. And you even have a video that you guys did for the song On and On.
Yep. That's our first live action video,
yeah.
as it were.
Yeah. Which it really turned out really good.
Thank
and
you.
And we saw
Thank
that you. At the dinner that you
at
guys
dinner,
had,
yeah,
us
yeah.
had us over to a couple
yeah.
months ago.
Yeah.
And that turned out really cool. You had this guy, this one of your friends or one of the fans of the band
mm-hmm.
who's
yeah,
really
one of
into
our friends, yeah, JD.
Looks almost exactly like what Wolverine looks like
Logan.
In comic books.
Yeah, totally. And it, you know, and, it's like Hugh Jackman, he's like the big tall model Wolverine.
Right.
But really
right.
he's just this short, squatty ugly guy, JD.
Yeah,
you're a cutie.
That gets
okay.
his.
I'm not saying you're, hey! I'm not saying you're fugly, but our friend.
No, none of us are.
Todd,
none of us
Todd
are.
Todd Downing,
here.
Who directed it, he said for years he was waiting to do something with JD when he got to the certain age where he
really?
Looked a little older, you know, so he could be more, you know, a little more believable. And he did uh-huh. this whole blog called theroadtowolverine.com where he showed his workouts that he was doing, and basically he put on a lot of muscle. And
yeah, and he did.
Thick,
he worked out for this. For yeah. that part, too.
Yeah, he's a
months.
Personal trainer, too.
For
but,
months.
But he was working his
wow.
ass off.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I was sitting
that's
at home
pretty,
eating
that,
pizza.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
That's it pretty
was,
amazing.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was our first live-action video. It followed our first animated video, which we debuted the month before
uh-huh.
for the song Up, Up, Down, Down. And so...
And that one's got to be about the Contra Code or
the
something?
Konami Code, yes.
Yeah.
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 Well,
yeah,
the so. First... The first live-action video, I guess you could say, was the sex tape that leaked of us a couple months ago. We're still fighting that, but
it's,
yeah, we can't really talk anymore about
you
that.
You and me and Peanut Butter Makes Three. And, you know, I was like,
why
did we name it if we didn't want it to get out, right?
Like, right. We're not
awkward.
Very good
yeah.
at that.
That's awesome.
It was.
Oh, no, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
what I was talking
yeah,
about.
Performance-wise.
Yeah.
Hot.
Yeah, we got another video coming out in a couple of weeks for Zombie Apocalypse,
yep.
actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Did you get any footage of the Fremont, like, zombie walk when people were walking by you? Like,
I did. Yeah, I was there.
Can you use that for your video, then?
You can, but this is animated style.
Oh, it's animated.
This is next level shit.
Wow.
Yeah, this was done by 2X animators for Metalocalypse. The
No shit.
Yeah. And it looks...
That is
I
a
mean,
great
if
show.
If I have to... Without tooting our own horns, because aside from making the song, we had nothing to do with the
we
video.
Didn't do no.
Oh, you didn't?
They killed it. Like, the video, we saw a preview of it,
uh-huh.
is awesome. We cannot wait to have our fans see this.
And there. It's actually in editing right now because there was too much zombie TNA.
Are you serious?
That's
Especially
serious.
T.
Especially T. There was a lot.
There's not as much A.
No.
As I would have liked.
Yeah.
There was too much T. So
is there
they're
any
balancing
v?
It out.
There
was a V in there.
There was a V,
yeah.
and
zombies walked around naked.
Yep,
it goes with the lyrics. We're not forcing it.
Correct.
Right. Right.
We're not just trying to sell product.
There was
here.
Just like
that is so cool.
Product.
So how did
there's
that?
Also weirdly two J's and an F. Like how that stuff all got in there, we don't even know. Like this shit was bananas. B A N A N A S. All
up.
Right.
Juggalo.
Oh, holy shit. Okay, so how did you guys get hooked up with that, or how did they
So
they end up doing.
They
doing
are
that for you.
Friends of my girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And I met them at.
Surprisingly, we have girlfriends.
Continue. Surprise!
Yeah, long term.
To the surprise, to the surprise of most especially us, and then everyone else as well. Also, occasionally to our girlfriends themselves.
Right.
So my girlfriend Cheryl, she has these two friends who she's known since forever,
mm-hmm.
and they got married last year, but did one of those like really small weddings, like a dozen people kind of weddings,
right?
And instead did the big reception like a year later, so that like as many people just to have like a big fun reception.
I was not invited.
I was like, Kyle, stay home. And he's like, again. And so we went to this reception, and I'd never met them before. So I got to chatting with them and was just like, so I don't really even know, like, I heard you guys are in animation. Like, so what do you do? And he was like, we are both currently laid off because the animation industry goes through, like, when they finish a season, sometimes they're just on there for a contract.
Right, right.
So they finish the season they were on. But then there's just, like, no work until they start another season. And Metalocalypse, like many of the Adult Swim things, are not exactly on that, like, well, let's work for 9 months, 3 months off, 9 more months. It was you know, they did one, and then, like, they took 2 years off. Well, that left these guys kind of twisting in the wind for a little while. So they were looking for work, and I just threw out this idea where I'm like, listen, so I have this band, and he's like, I've actually heard, you know, like, the stuff. Because mm-hmm. Cheryl sent it to me. I'm like, mm-hmm. cool. He was like, I'm a huge zombie fan. My blog is all about, like, he does, like, daily zombie sketches. And so we got to talking, and sort of fast forward now a year and a half later. Mm-hmm. And he'd been working on it kind of on and off between his, you know, as he got gigs.
Right, right.
And little by little, now, and it finally came together, he brought us a copy of it to San Diego Comic-Con, because they live in L.A., so they came down for it. And he had it and just was like, surprise, check it out, it's done.
No shit.
And so then we saw it and we're like, yeah, wait a minute, again with the T. And so we're like, all right, so it just needs a little bit of editing.
Right.
Because you know what? Like, if I posted that on YouTube, that would be taken off.
Yeah.
And also, we are a PG-13 kind of band. Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I wouldn't say we're PG. Yeah, you got a lot of younger fans.
Exactly. So enough so that we're like, well, we want to make sure that this is accessible. Like, I don't need to send this link to my friends and be like NSFW.
Yeah.
You know?
Visually, the zombie penis was very accessible.
Yeah. No, it was accessible from three angles.
Yeah.
Like, you could just reach out and touch it.
Yeah. It was actually the first zombie movie in 3D, if you know what I mean.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Well, you guys, and I mean, this kind of stuff seems to just kind of come your way, too, because did I hear correctly, you guys are going to have some music on Rock Band?
Yep. We again, you know, we put the word out, and the universe will send us people that are able to do what we need done. A great guy by the name of John Griffin is doing our Rock Band stuff for us. So last year they announced that there's this thing called Rock Band Network where bands were going to be able to submit their own things. And it goes through a multi-tiered peer review process.
Mm-hmm.
And basically we're in kind of the middle review point right now.
Okay.
So we played and failed out of our own Rock Band song.
That was fun.
What?
So basically we played our Rock Band.
We went down to his place and failed out of it.
So basically we messed up too many times and sang off key according to the game too many times.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was good for the ego.
The game thinks that we're a terrible
rock band. You can't even play your own music.
I know, because we suck.
It's a fact.
That's awesome. That is rad.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And you and Jim, you own some comic book stores here around kind of the Seattle area,
yes.
Right? A couple, what, Linwood and then...
Everett and Redmond.
Okay.
Yeah, three stores.
And what's the name of the stores?
And they're all called The Comic Stop.
The Comic Stop.
Because I'm a bastion of originality.
Very original.
I was going to call it The Comic Shop, and then I was like, wait, if you change that H to a T...
Oh, that's genius stuff.
I know, that's
you could put like a stop sign emblem up there.
Which is exactly what we got.
I know, because I've been to your store before.
So, yeah.
And then you also run and own the Emerald City Comic Con.
I do run the Emerald City Comic Con, correct.
Right.
It's coming into its ninth year. We're at our first three-day show coming up March 4th through 6th.
Awesome.
So if anybody was listening local here in Seattle, or not local because that's what planes are for, come by and check it out.
Mm-hmm. And it's, that, it's and also in, to it's turned
a middle
into
finger
a
to God, because we're like, oh, we don't have wings. You know what? We're going to fly anyway. So if you have, like, you know, huge, like, he's anti-religious so brave beliefs, also come see the Emerald City Comic Con.
And I've been shopping there for years, too. So I like to think single-handedly I've been paying for the registration fees for his Thai Ladyboy website.
Right,
fees
right.
Every month just
yeah.
buying stuff.
Shit well, is and expensive. That's,
I mean, I can imagine.
You don't
it's
have to imagine.
It's at the Seattle Convention Center.
Yeah, the Washington State Convention Center, downtown Seattle.
Yeah, yeah.
That place is swank, but that also you pay for swank.
Yeah, there's a Subway
yeah,
in
totally,
there, too.
Totally.
Eat fresh.
Yeah.
There's actually a Subway inside and out.
Wait a minute. Wasn't it at Quest once?
It used to be at Quest, yeah.
Okay, now when you're
it
doing
sucks,
it. Now
yeah, that's where it was.
Oh, oh it did not suck oh, down there. It did not suck oh, down there. That was a good. That was
it was good,
it was good. Down there. But, yeah, it's quickly turned into a very, very large Comic-Con.
Yeah.
And a very popular one.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah. Well, we have
so,
fun with it. Like,
good show, sir.
Thank you. We, like, just our core philosophy, even, like, you know, this with Kirby Crackle and all. It's like, we make stuff that we want to do, to listen to, like, when it comes to the stores to shop at, like.
Right.
And we're pretty normal dudes, you know, despite what you may think after listening to this podcast. And thus, we make
well,
these things.
Yeah,
that,
you sound normal over the radio waves, but then once you meet these guys in
I'm like
person,
a troglodyte, basically.
Yeah,
yeah.
Kyle's got a third eye, and
it's not in line with the other two. If
no,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, below the belt. Okay.
Yeah, get a yeah. microscope.
Get a periscope. Dive okay. deep.
Get a petri dish because this is going to take a little while to develop.
Yeah, it okay. will. It will take a Kelsey Grammer movie to find it. Yeah, down
nice.
Periscope.
Game. I was yeah. I was just
this is yeah, a smart so, man.
yeah. So and Kyle, you kind of do music for a living.
Yeah, I have a little studio in North Seattle called the Orange Room. Because it's school bus orange.
Yeah.
You know, I used to ride Laidlaws to school, and I would get made fun of every day on them. So I like to just kind of bring that pain back to influence songs that are about my dog and about teabagging and Halo. And it's worked
nice.
Out okay
nice.
So far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you also, you write songs for, like, commercials, too,
I
right?
do, yeah. I work for a company called Island Film Group, and they're out of Hawaii. And I'm not from Hawaii, but my family's there. I'm going there in a couple of weeks, actually.
Nice. Can yeah, I come?
Yes, you can.
Jim, are you going?
I was also not invited.
Oh.
This yeah. is bullshit.
Bullshit. No, so
I bought you guys fucking pizza, man.
You did. Have we had a pizza yet?
No,
we're
you
still
haven't
flush, baby.
You haven't
we're still flush.
It.
No, so yeah, I work for them, and I've been lucky enough to do that for a couple of years, and that
yeah,
allows
yeah.
me to, you know, the hours of a self-employed person to a degree to be uh-huh. able to do what Jim and I do. And, you know, we just travel a couple times a month to Comic Cons everywhere, and we set up. Basically, you know, is it the glamorous life? No, we put in our
you work
time.
Hard. You work
there's
hard.
Tears, and there's back rubs, and there's good times.
Yeah.
And there's hard
there's
times.
There's a lot of love.
And bad times. But we'll be
and did we mention back rubs?
More.
Mm-hmm. There's hotel lobby
what,
times.
That's what friends are for.
It's like if you're going to suffer, suffer together.
Jesus Christ. So
no, Jesus Christ has nothing to do
no,
with what we do.
No, okay. Okay.
Not for all the planes we use.
Yeah, yeah. If you had wings, maybe. Maybe. So is like, let me ask you a personal question.
Okay.
So is
2.5 inches.
Is
so generous girth.
Is the Cotton Song by Aaron Neville, is that like the Holy Grail?
Like yeah. that or no?
The fabric of life.
I wish I could write songs like that. Like literally that.
That's like the Holy Grail for somebody in your business.
It
right?
is. It yeah. is. And I kind of have problems sleeping sometimes when I hear stuff like the new R. Kelly song. Echo, Echo. Have you heard that song?
I don't know if I've heard that one.
You
is
are
it
missing
anything
out.
Like in the closet?
I called your boss to say you ain't coming in today. Sex in the morning, sex all day. And that's like the lyrics of that thing. So,
true.
So basically
true.
It's like,
true.
Oh my God.
And people say he's a freak because he is. But for example, I'm coming full circle here.
Right,
basically,
right.
I
give
think,
us a minute. Give us a minute.
I really value what I call head splinters, like stuff that will get in your head and you won't be able to shake
out
until you actually start to hate me and the band.
Or R. Kelly.
Or R. Kelly, you know. But because I think if I don't care how fast you can play guitar, I don't care how many like vocal runs you can do, I think it's harder to do something that will stick in somebody's head.
And will
make you walk around and be like, I can't get that out of my head, but it's awesome, and word of mouth and everything that. This is making sense.
Yeah, totally.
The fabric of our lives, basically.
That is the fabric.
Yes.
That is like a sheet of cotton right there over my face.
Waterboarding.
Yeah.
And I like that because there's more mystery. There's more mystery when you do that.
All right. Well, I think we're going to take.
I just watched The Expendables, by the way.
Like, oh, you did?
And there's actually a waterboarding scene in The Expendables.
Oh, God.
Just wanted to mention
that. What did you think? What did you think of the movie?
So that movie, knowing that it's going to suck walking in when it comes to like plot, makes that movie super enjoyable.
It does have Jason Statham in it.
There's laugh out loud moments that were not meant to be laugh out loud moments, and then the over the top violence. So like first
kind of like my romantic times, like not supposed to be funny,
like Rambo 3.
We all there?
Like this is like the first third of the movie plot, and I'm using air quotes. You can't see them because it's the internet
plot.
But like it's the plot, and then the rest of the two thirds is like let's shoot some shit and blow some shit up.
I heard the special effects look shitty though,
because they do the digital gore.
See, that's bullshit.
The only thing I thought
somebody it inevitably always like kind of slips just a little bit.
Yeah, because like, people move.
You know, it's not always right on the same spot.
The digital gore, like it was especially like in the climactic, like the boss battle, as it were, was terrible because of the digital. Like that, I was like, you know, you could have spent like if you're gonna just do the blood packets and stuff, do it on that, which is the climactic bad guy,
squibs
and stuff. But like. It was fun. Like, it was fun, but it's not a very good movie.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
Renter. It'll be a renter.
Yeah.
It's no Cocoon.
It's
no Cocoon 2.
It's no Species 3.
But it's got Wilford Brimley in this one.
Oh, nice. I like it.
Yeah.
That mustache is sexy.
And he's eating oatmeal the whole time.
But slowly.
With Corky Nemec.
I want to make up something, you know, it's like Dirty Sanchez, Cleveland Steamer. Like, what's a Wilford Brimley? You know what I mean?
That would be a good one.
Maybe that's the question of the week.
Yeah.
What is? Question mark.
Why don't you, all you out there, you, like...
Define.
15 one listeners rule, that we have here.
15. 16 now.
16 now? You it have involved, only listened to a half of a show.
Oatmeal.
It involves Yeah, it's got to involve oatmeal. Right. I think that's a great spot to go to a music break. We're going to hear... Thank you guys once again for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, sir. This is a lot of fun. We're having a good time here. And when we come back, we're going to talk more with Kirby Crackle about their latest tour that they just got off of, what it's like to play at the San Diego Comic-Con, like one of the biggest Comic-Cons in the nation. And just bullshit some more about geeky stuff.
Juggalo.
Juggalo.
Hey, oh.
This is
Air Raid.
40 Day Dream by Edward Sharpe. Enjoy. we're back. You know, I don't know if I've played that song before, the Edwin Sharp one. What a great song.
Nice.
What a great song. Have you guys heard much of them before?
I have right now. I have not before.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good stuff. You should check them out. So we are back with Kirby Crackle, Jim Demon Nachos, and Kyle Stevens, or John Smith, whatever you want to call him.
A.K.A.
I like...
A.K.A. I like, John Smith.
I like dentistry, and I like the Olive Garden.
All you can eat breadsticks.
And on a crazy night, I'll go to Red Robin.
We could go somewhere nice and get a mocktail.
A mocktail.
At Red Robin.
And a steak dinner.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice.
A virgin margarita.
Mm.
Yeah. So like I said before, we went to that musical break. You guys just kind of got off of a tour, which I thought was just the West Coast, but apparently it was
coast national. To coast, baby.
National.
It's kind of like the Def Leppard video "Pour Some Sugar on Me." You know, it's like the rotating.
Is
stage.
It really?
No, it wasn't rotating. Yeah, it was rotating. And do you know that there were hallways that ran under that stage? Where they would go down there and,
right, and snort coke.
Have snort coke and have sex with mothers and their daughters.
Yeah.
And sometimes grandmothers, I think. And it's like that, only there's a lot of people that should be wearing Slave Leia costumes that do, and a lot of dudes dressed as what? Stormtroopers.
Lots of stormtroopers.
Great costume.
A lot of Green Lanterns.
You know, big, I was noticing big, that. Like, I was looking at you guys' pictures.
Oh, are you...
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you dressed as Mogo? That's for our comic fans.
Okay, thanks. Composer.
It's like, no, it's Hal Jordan. Oh.
And let me say when I say I'm not talking about the ladies who shouldn't be wearing them, because we love any kind of ladies. But we're
all
talking
ladies,
about
all shapes.
The dudes that are kind of hanging out in some Slave Leia bikinis.
Dudes in Slave Leia bikinis. Slave
we had one at Emerald City.
I wear one.
He was quite well photographed.
Yeah.
Are you serious? There was one at Emerald City.
Look at my face. Like, it was like,
you look serious right now.
Yeah, serious as a heart attack.
That fourth eye is really staring me down.
Yeah. I can't tell if you're winking or having an epileptic seizure. What is happening?
So really, though, what is it like? You guys get on a plane.
Do you want the fantasy version or the real version?
No, I want the real version. I want the straight
this
up.
This is true, dog.
The true,
this is true life.
Story. Yeah.
Basically.
It's like MTV before they went, oh, shitty.
Jim's dad picks us up.
We in the station wagon.
We go to the airport.
Yeah.
In his 1994 Toyota Camry.
With the Greek. Nice. I call it the Greek protective seal, but what is it? The little emblem that's up there, usually the saint somebody?
Oh, yeah. Like, so it's got a
Saint John or
Saint Christopher. Saint
Christopher.
Patron saint of travelers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Greece.
Right.
The travelers.
Yeah, okay. It's just a little, like, you know, hanging from the rearview mirror.
Right.
You want the details. So.
This is real. Like, we're not making a single
So we
thing
go there.
This is true story.
We get to the airport. We check in.
This is amazing fake radio.
We
get all right. Fast forward to.
So we get to the place. We check in our hotel. We have some margaritas. We get some lunch. We sell on preview night for about 4 hours.
Uh-huh.
Then we go back to the hotel, get our sleep on.
Yeah.
Wake up for the next 5 days in a row, early mornings.
Depending on the show, yeah.
Well, San Diego selling
San Diego.
From like 9 to 7. Every day.
So that's at your booth, right?
At our booth,
yeah.
So
okay.
We got little CD players lined up, and we got headphones,
right.
And we got our little station. Our hustle is, hey, are you into comics and video games? Yeah. Do you want to hear songs about them? And people look at us like, oh, God, do I need to just listen to it so I don't make these guys feel bad? Because I get it. We get it. Like, you think it's going to suck. I would think it would suck. I might not stop.
I kind of thought that
I might not
before.
Stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I totally understand it. But we say, no, just listen. And people are always like, oh, that wasn't bad. And I thought it was going to be. Because usually, like, if people say, hey, we have a song about Mega Man, it's just going to be like a couple lines about it and then nothing else.
Right.
But what we try to do is we try to make it super compact, front to back. So if you like that stuff, you know what we're talking about, but it doesn't alienate people who are maybe unfamiliar with
the
subject at hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like we were saying, you guys have got songs about Vault 101 from Fallout 3 and
Wolverine
and on and on.
Teabagging in Halo.
Teabagging in Halo.
With song about the Watcher. you know, Watcher.
Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
No, I was trying to figure out what that one was about. So I don't know if I know the Watcher.
He's a big what? How tall?
He's a big perv.
He's a big perv, and he watches.
He's just
everything.
A voyeuristic.
He watches dude. Everything in the Marvel Universe and records it. But he's like, I bet I never interfere. But if you look back at the wiki, thank you, Wikipedia,
who
helped our whole album. He's like interfered like 300 and something
over
times.
Over 400 times.
Oh yeah,
okay. over 400. Yeah,
because it sells books.
Right, right.
So he's like,
the
can
Watcher
I watch
finally
you?
Does
you can watch me too. So it's kind of mervy, but we thought it was pretty funny, and people like it, or they think we're mervs.
It's a fact. Yeah, and then we have songs about like the thing from the Fantastic Four and playing Mario Kart and asking girls out. And we have a road trip to convention songs called Going Home. And just like a little bit of everything, a little slice of pop culture for everybody that makes the pizza of the world.
Right.
Yeah.
Our fans are called Crackleheads.
Crackleheads?
I voted for Crackheads. Jim thought it was a little offensive. But it'd be spelled with a K. So.
Yeah. I thought I was just straight, like, you know, junkies. I would be like, listen, why don't we just call them junkies?
With a G.
Yeah. Yeah. We're gunkies.
Oh,
yeah,
they all got real ashy skin and they're all itching. Yeah, yeah.
Ashy Larry.
So how long was this last tour that you guys were on? You guys just got back, like, what, a week ago?
A couple of weeks ago, yeah. Oh, we were there for a whole week, and next week we're going to Toronto Fan Expo, and then we've got probably Long Beach in October, and New York. We're going back to New York, and the East Coast has been really good to us. You know, it's
excellent.
Ever since we were lowercase Ks.
Yeah. And now we're a big K.
Yeah.
$100 bills, y'all. This is how we do it. That's in the song.
I've been noticing that you end a lot of sentences with like old R&B song.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Songs.
Yeah. It's a problem. Yeah.
It's not
you
a
need
problem.
To get that
it's
checked
beautiful.
Out, man.
No,
does,
so,
it,
yeah.
does it smell too? Do you have an ointment for that?
It's what they call weepy. Like my dog's head tumor. Getting operated tomorrow.
Oh,
cross your fingers.
My fingers are crossed. My fingers are crossed.
No, so. You know, it's like the traditional band situation. I've never been a guy that just wanted to get in the van and just go around the country and make money for refried beans and to...
Right.
You know, it's just not appealing to me in that way. We always thought there was a different way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So when we kind of got together, you know, Jim had been in the comic industry for years and I had been in the music industry. And we thought, what is the coolest thing we could do that hasn't been done before?
Right.
And it was this. And like for 6 months, we looked on Google every day. Okay. Trying to find, okay, who's doing it? And if it's been done, how could it be done better? And luckily, the kind of commodity of what we do, we're lucky that people like it. And it's made it so we don't have to get in the van and go to random bumfuck towns.
Right. You guys usually take the plane.
Yeah, we take a plane. But it's like we get to go to places where we know people that like this music will be. You know, and that's why we get to skip kind of a step. Because, okay, we know where fans will be or not.
Because we go to these places that are basically fan gatherings.
Yeah, fan gatherings. Yeah.
So by going to a convention, by default, we're finding a niche that we know we're going to fill.
Not unlike Tila Tequila at the latest gathering.
That's a niche Jungle I'd like to fill. Yeah. No.
No.
Not even a little. Like, I couldn't even get through that entire sentence.
Not good.
It's like, no. No thanks.
How many STDs do you want?
Are you asking me?
No,
okay.
Rhetorical question.
Okay.
Rhetorical.
So that is really cool, though. I mean, that you know, when you guys started doing this and when it started actually working out for you, did you just kind of take a step back and go, yeah, this is pretty sweet?
It's like, awesome. I mean, it's so much fun. And I told Jim, I was like, punch me in the face if I'm a big douche one day. And I was like, God, I don't want to do an interview. It's like, no, asshole, you've been working your whole life to do it. You better go do it.
your whole life of people actually wanting to do interviews with you.
Right.
So,
right.
Was that what it was like when
I was asking you guys to come and do this?
We just don't like you. That's
I
why
it
took
it.
So long to
I
make
it
happen. I mean, let's just, you know, let's put it out there.
Damn
like,
it.
Like, we're an honest band, honest people.
Yeah, you guys are not.
Honesty
liars.
Is the best policy.
That's right.
That and Obama's healthcare reform. Wait.
Taking effect yet? I don't know.
I was just downtown.
What the roof you slip me know.
Yeah.
Obama is going to be here tomorrow.
Yeah.
And so I was downtown and there's a bunch of people like with sandwich boards that are like impeach Obama and they'd drawn the like Hitler mustache on Obama.
Oh God.
And I'm like,
come on.
Wait to get like people to not give a crap about what you're about to say when you present them at like this. You know what I mean? Like, if you are like, I don't like Obama, I'm like, all right.
Take it to the gym. Let's talk
about it. But when you are like, Obama's a Nazi and he ate a baby for breakfast, you're like, I can't have a conversation with you. Like, there's no middle ground.
If you've listened to this podcast before, you would have known that the Hitler mustache is no longer passé. Because Michael Jordan, in the latest Hanes underwear commercial, has a Hitler mustache. And that is something you need to check out right quick,
Mr. Jim. I didn't know that.
Because,
I want to know
that. All right, I will totally
Because before you start talking shit about the Hitler mustache on a black man...
Which is something that I would do.
You check yourself before you wreck yourself,
sir. Check yourself. And, you know, if you're going to do that, maybe another way, like my grandma said when my sister would make me mad, is start phrases like, it makes me mad when.
When.
I don't feel good when.
Right. I don't feel good when you make me mad. See, like you can take those two statements. Yeah,
and I would respond you with, can I hear what you're saying, and I may not agree with it, but I hear you.
I hear you when I don't care. I don't. Does that work? I'm not sure.
I'll take it. I see you. You are not Navi.
Oh, God. Oh, man. You know, I half thought about bringing that movie up again, but I'm so sick of talking about it and about how disappointed I was with it. Really? So let's move on.
Let's just move on.
Yeah.
Let's just, like, you know what? We don't like sore subjects.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Where did Avatar touch you on this doll? Show me. You know?
So. And all the bad spots. Especially the grundle.
Those are good ones.
Yeah.
Right in my ponytail. That's where it touched me.
Well, that's funny.
The hole in my ponytail.
That's how we first got together. Jim just walked up and he took his ponytail feathers and just shoved them in my ear. And that's how we were bonded.
Yeah, yeah. And then you slept underneath a glowing tree.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did.
Plus we fucked.
Plus we fucked.
The glowing tree.
So,
and we wonder why people think we're dating.
I know. Yeah, totally.
To recap,
you get along so well.
To recap from earlier, we totally have girlfriends. No, seriously, we do.
Right. So, what was. We actually have plans to go to the San Diego Comic Con next year.
Get your tickets now.
Yeah.
Get them now.
Preview night's already sold out.
Is it really?
Yeah.
And Stabbed in the Eye Fridays are already sold out.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, someone got stabbed in the eye.
What?
That was like the big thing that CNN, everyone picks up on. You know, not all the cool stuff that's going on.
Right.
It was the Avengers announcement. And then I guess someone was at a panel for Green Lantern or something.
I don't know which panel it was.
Supposedly, nerd number one was sitting down. Nerd number two is like, nerd number one, you're sitting too close to me.
Yeah.
And that guy who said you're sitting too close to me is wearing a Harry Potter t-shirt. It was my... favorite part of the story. Nerd number one's like, dude, I got nowhere to go. Nerd number two whips out a pin and stabs him in the eye.
What?
Yeah.
And then the next day, because people are geniuses, there were people with, like, stabbed in the eye outfits, like, walking around.
Oh, my God.
This one girl had the stabbed in the eye.
Yeah, like, way too soon.
And then had a sign that actually said, too soon, ? And I was just like, no, not too soon. And if I lived in San Diego... Here's what I would do is I would have gone home that night if I lived in San Diego and because for some reason I would have this if I lived in San Diego, I would take my home t-shirt screen printing and I would have printed up t-shirts that said I went to San Diego Comic Con and all I got was stabbed in the eye. And then I would have made a fortune not selling our CDs and instead selling these t-shirts.
Oh, totally.
To everybody.
You not think for the group.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I would totally split it 80-20.
Okay.
You would?
No.
No. Yeah.
I would keep it 100 to 0.
Yeah.
I just want to make it clear. I didn't just say 100. Like 100 to 0. So you
because
know
honesty is the best policy.
Still is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Scout's honor.
So what do you guys do for, because you have musicians that play with you.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Now, do you bring in studio musicians that come in or do these musicians actually travel with you?
They travel with us when we take the full band to places. So, Nelson Estes, Scott Andrew, Bryce Francis, Patrick Porter, who I also play in another band with named Explone. So basically we have just the lead guitar, bass player, keyboard, drums, and they're homies I've known for a while, and they played in other bands, and they say, hey, do you want to go to New York? Okay, you know, we'll put you up and per diem and all that kind of thing.
Cool.
And you guys go have fun in the city while we sell our CD all day, and then we meet up at night and we do a show.
Wow. Wow, that's pretty sweet.
It's fun.
So that's one thing
on
I was
the grind, yeah, like, on the grind, pretty much.
Yeah,
like,
I would think so.
Part of it is like it's fun doing these shows. It's fun going to all these cities, but it's work. Like we come to the hotel at night and we're just like I am fucking exhausted.
Yeah, you know? Right.
Because we don't sit down. Like we don't at our booth. Like they have chairs, obviously.
Yeah.
Like we don't ever sit down. We're always on our feet talking to like as many people as possible. Like we're on the grind, and it's so much fun. But, like, by Sunday night, we're like, dude.
Mama gets tired.
Yeah. I mean, just fact. Like, we're young guys, but still, like, at a certain point, you're like, man, that was rough.
Yeah. So, I mean, it looks like a ton of fun, too, especially San Diego, too. I mean, at a lot of these Comic-Cons, people really dress up for it and stuff.
Costumes are awesome.
The San Diego one just seems like, I mean, that's because isn't the San Diego Comic-Con, like, that's the biggest in the country, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there are some people that have spent some time on those.
Yeah, there are people who spend the whole year kind of like
greatest hits.
Yeah,
greatest hits.
Well, there's that guy in that Iron Man outfit. Oh my god,
was that a real costume?
There was a guy walking around Iron Man. Yeah, but like where, like you know how in the second movie, like the mask.
I haven't seen the second one yet.
The mask comes off the face a little and then goes to the top.
Right.
Like he had his whole mask working, where he could take the boop and it like just remote control in his hand. So he was standing there, and he would just like click, and it'd be like
boom. Oh my god.
And you're like, oh my god, it lives.
Yeah, we saw it from an angle. We were just all looking down here. It was a side profile shot. So when it came down, it went down and it went like pff, and seated in. And all
it
of us
did?
Were like, oh, at the same
time. Yeah, like, oh, flipped my down. God. Like,
so wait a minute. Was the rest of the costume as good as the helmet?
No, that guy was like, whatever he did, and even when he walked, it sounded like in the movie where it like sounds like metal, like clunk,
right,
clunk.
Right,
dude. It was
that's
crazy.
Amazing.
Like
that's
that was
pretty
just
cool.
One of how many hundreds of costumes we saw.
I really liked the. I saw a picture. It was either on your site or it was on like GameStop or something like that. They had a picture of a woman, a female Boba Fett.
Mm. Ooh, nice. Yeah, we didn't see her.
She looked good.
Yeah. Mm.
She looked good.
One of our friends is she goes there every year and is Slave Leia, mm-hmm. and her day job is as a Disney princess at Disneyland.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And so she's like all costumes all the time anyway.
Right.
So she
always
dressed up. Like she came in different outfits. She'll come as like original Starbuck or new Starbuck from Battlestar Galactica or whatever.
Uh-huh.
It's
uh-huh.
just awesome. Like the amount of people who come in costumes. It's just
the
whole show is a visual treat. Like, but it's. There's so much stuff to see. It's almost like
that's what
it's
I've
nerd
heard.
Overload.
Yeah, that's what I've heard too. Is like, you know, you go for a couple of days, and I mean, you still don't see everything, but you're exhausted at the end of the day because there's just so much going on.
It is.
I mean, it's gotten so big that there's just, I mean, like you said, it's just sensory overload for nerds.
Yeah, it's like, you know, a half naked Supergirl's in front of you, and you're like, I just move. I gotta get to the
I
just gotta get
the Like, you start to become numb to it. You're like, I just need to pee. Like, just out of my way.
Yeah.
Like, this
is
our normal life. We're just like, hey, how's it going? Cool. You're dressed as, you know, what's his name? Shredder.
Right.
And he's got, what was the guy?
Shredder from Ninja Turtles?
Yeah. What was the guy with the brain in the middle? Like,
Krang.
General Krang or whatever. Yeah,
something
like there's
like that,
a dude that, like, dressed as, I was like, what is happening? Like, my childhood
come
to life.
Like, the body was, like, his vessel.
A robot,
yeah.
Like, he was the brain in the middle of the belly.
Yeah.
So anyway. Because we see this adrenaline-sparking stuff all day, what's really exciting now is, like, a Land's End catalog.
You go back to the hotel and just read Pottery Barn for, like, 4 hours.
You just need to calm down, you know what I mean? Like... I was just like, you know.
Wait, did you just pitch a tent there when you said Land's End?
I did.
Hello, Eddie Bauer.
Yeah.
That's like half chub. What?
What? All right, guys. Well, we are going to take one more little break here and get set up for some Muzak.
Yeah.
And Kyle's going to grace us.
I'm going to do so good, Jim.
Do it. Otherwise,
with some Kirby Crackle songs.
I'm going to punch in the area that makes the songs, okay, if you know what I'm saying.
I know. Activate.
Okay, so we are going to hear a couple songs from Kirby Crackle.
Yes.
And what are we going to start out with here?
I thought we'd start with a little nerd love jam called Dusty Cartridges and Love Boxes. And it's about bagging and boarding comics with your lady while playing some video games.
Bagging and boarding comics with your lady.
Which is not code for anything. Like, no, literally bagging and boarding comics. Right, right. And
I can honestly say, though, that I've never done that with my lady. Mairead, probably, like, she...
This is an evolution of a relationship that might be on its way.
It would be. Well, yeah, yeah. Remember when I was... She's sitting over on the couch
She's like, no, it's not.
I said... remember when I got all my comics back from my parents' house and I started going through them and like pricing them and stuff? She was so I spent like 8 hours in the computer room and I, you know, she wasn't having any of it. So okay, so what's the song called again?
It's called Dusty Cartridges and Long Boxes, and it was kind of influenced by, not by the Beatles, but that kind of style of writing where a song is really upbeat but then has really dark lyrics. So it's like this weird kind of contrast, I think, in pop music that's cool. But this is like relaxing music with disturbing words.
Gotcha, gotcha.
But it's hopefully sexy for you.
I can feel the sexiness.
Okay,
already.
Okay. Yeah. We'll see.
All right, here All we right. go. Dazzle Us.
Just the other day, I saw my reflection in your frames, and it reminded me that I should clean my action figure case. I love the smell of toys, like I love the smell of your hair, but sometimes I think I like the smell of toys a bit better. And dusty cartridges and long boxes, that's how we spend our nights, reading comics and robot fights. I love to cheer you on as your level advances, and as you glance my way, you giggle and drink your IPA. I take a mental picture in my mind. When we met, I wasn't cool, but you're the one that did see through. And that's the moment I knew I'd make ex-babies with you. I showed you all my moves, and turned out I only had two. You rated me +5, endurance, agility +2. And dusty cartridges, long boxes, and that's how we spend our night, reading comics and robot fights. I love to cheer you on as your level advances, and as you glance my way, you giggle and drink your IPA. I take a mental picture in my mind. You see, there's no better way to be. When you bag and board my comics, you're always careful with the crease. And CGC says 9.3, but you're a 10 to me, like Bo Derek. And dusty cartridges and long boxes, that's how we spend our nights, reading comics and robot fights. I love to cheer you on as your level advances, and as you glance my way, you giggle and drink your IPA. I take a mental picture in my mind. Woo!
Namaste! That was awesome. Thank you very much.
From John Denver's exploded plane to your living room.
Straight to my living room. Yeah, that's a nice guitar you got there, too.
Thanks, it's a Guild.
A Guild, yeah. Super
nice. Nice glass you got here.
You're welcome. Yeah. okay, so let's hear another one here.
All right.
What do you got? What do you got on the docket?
I'm gonna do a song. It's gonna be a little louder on this song. Just heads up. So,
okay.
It's about Mario Kart. It's called Back to the Beginning.
Oh,
it's a psychoanalysis of what it would like to be a Mario Kart racer, and it's off our debut album, Kirby Crackle, self-titled.
Self-titled.
Yeah, and it's called Back to the Beginning.
All right.
Okay.
Great. Let's hear it.
Uno, dos, tres.
Nothing worse than a false start, spinning out and dodging all the turtle parts. Somebody help me, I'm trying to get back to the beginning. Life's a highway of do or dies, lightning bolts shrug me damn near 1,000 times. Somebody help me, I'm trying to get back to the beginning. I got a princess in my rearview mirror. I got Italians on either side. I got a feeling things are gonna get better, so I ride. There's nothing better than a blue shell. Send it off, yeah, send the leader straight to hell. Baby, might as well somebody help me. I'm trying to get back to the beginning. It's hard to show someone how you feel. Spending half your life slipping on banana peels. Lying in the road, somebody help me. I'm trying to get back to the beginning. I got a princess in my rearview mirror. I got Italians on either side. I got a feeling things are gonna get better, so I ride. But sometimes we get off track, and then a little yellow man in a smiling cloud brings us back. It's easy to wander far from the shore.
Soak that in.
I can't compete with an evil clone, wearing matching clothes, race me like a thoroughbred. Your little mushroom head, somebody help me, I'm trying to get back to the beginning. I got a princess in my rearview mirror. I got Italians on either side. I got a feeling things are gonna get better, so I ride. I got a princess in my rearview mirror. I got Italians on either side. I got a feeling things are gonna get much better, so I ride. And I ride, 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 I ride.
Woo!
Sorry, I kind of faked you out on that.
Power.
That was a drum break on that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Soak it in.
I was letting it soaked in.
Yeah.
The cloud man that pulls you off.
Yes. And I like the Italians on either side, Mario and Luigi.
Yeah, well, I got to do the European thing.
Sometimes Wario, too.
Sometimes Wario.
Yeah, yeah. So sometimes. Were you thinking of Wario when you wrote that?
No, or? I wasn't. I was thinking of just getting boxed in by Italians.
Always happens.
Mm-hmm.
Always happens with Italians.
Mm-hmm.
Every time we go to eat pizza, it's like they just box you in.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
They do.
Yeah.
Put you over.
I know.
Heat rash.
Yeah. Total heat rash. What?
Chafing? What? What are we talking about?
I don't know anymore. All right, so we got one more song coming from you, and I think we're going to go out with this one. So we're going to let you play us out, Kyle. Thank you so much
to you
and Jim for coming on the show. And actually, Jim had to take off.
Forever.
So, yeah, just impersonate him over there.
Yeah.
So this is the last episode before our big road trip. So the next two episodes that we have are going to be from the road. We're going to be keeping you updated on where we're at and where we're going, because really we don't know as of right now.
It's an adventure over here.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. And so, yeah, we will see you guys next week. Thanks for listening again. Please remember, if you have any show ideas or if you like the show or have comments or anything like that, you know, email me at aaron@error-raid.net. Also, you can find us on Zune Marketplace and hopefully soon, once again, iTunes. I don't know what's going on with those guys,
But we'll get it working. Sometimes. We'll get it working. Yeah. If you guys had the same problem,
It takes a little while sometimes, but we're on there now. You can, you know, let's do a little self plug here.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
I'm shameless promoting horror. So
no, that's actually thank you for doing that because that's one thing I forget to do.
Well, me too.
Every episode.
Me too. And then Jim slaps me.
Right. Right.
So this is KirbyCracklemusic.com. You can find our records there. Both of them: T-shirts, buttons.
Buttons
with a Z. You can find where we're playing next, if we're going to be at Gathering the Juggalos next year.
Right. Or anything like opening that. Up for Tila Tequila.
Yeah.
Maybe they won't throw poop at you. Mm. Just bricks.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Well, thanks again for coming on the show.
Thank you, man.
And websites?
KirbyCracklemusic.com is your hub.
Facebook.
Facebooks and the Twitters.
Twitters.
We're on there. We're very active Twitterers
all over the place, and you have another band called Explone, which
I do.
Is very good.
Thank
you guys have been getting some airplay on KEXP now.
That's
too.
Cool, huh? Yeah, I was totally. Really excited about that. That's a first for me. So
yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
And so check out Explone also if you have some time.
Yeah.
And once again, thanks for listening to the show, everybody, and have a great week.
All right, we're gonna close with a song called "Roll Over," and basically, I'm a fan of early '90s hip hop, and because it would be ridiculous for me to do it, I just try to write stuff and give it to my rapper friends to see if they would want to use it. But no one wanted to use this. It's based off of the nursery rhyme, Roll Over. You know, there's 10 in the bed.
Right,
the little
right.
one said roll over. But we thought, why can't it be like there's 10 in the bed and the Asian one said there was 10 in the bed and the white girl said, which I can't sell that, right?
No, you
no.
can't. No.
But I can
That's
sell
racist.
Singing about
That's
Thundercat
racist.
Girls. And
yes, you can.
Like that. So this is if anyone's ever had a crush on a cartoon girl.
And this is Roll Over.
It's called Roll Over.
All right.
And I'll do the rap, even though I don't rap on the CD.
Oh, great.
Yeah, okay. So,
real treat here. Real treat. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week.
Friday night, at the moon's full glow. I was out at the club with the music thumping. Oh, a thunder, a gray Malkin Lane as the bass bumped off the side of Snake Mountain. Jim on the stage with the hologram girls. Next up, Alison Bled, who lied. The start of a night at the bar. The end of the world that my mind can't erase. There were 10 in the bed and the Thundercats said, roll over, roll over. There were 9 in the bed and the Amazon said, roll over, roll over. So they all rolled over and both fell out. Then they hopped in the jet with the growl and bow. Roll low, ay, roll low, ay, roll low, ay, roll over. Final call came, there were shots all around with the gummy bear juice and the get-a-fix potion. Feeling alright, we broke into the night. Dagger had an end on transportation. Where to go next? Some said Hawkhaven, some said Cybertron, most said Smurf Village. But I knew in my head that those itty-bitty bears wouldn't do. So we traveled to my place. There was 8 in the bed and the tiger shark said, roll over, roll over. There was 7 in the bed and the Thundercat said, roll over, roll over. So they all rolled over and both fell out. It was back to the sea and the trees for now. Roll low, ay, roll low, ay, roll low, ay, roll over. Not one, not two, but 3 Powerpuff Girls. We was in the club tossing back Johnny Bravos. I danced up my hands with the fly pepper and who kept massaging my hand. I took it to my land. I'm like a Fred Flint. She's Diana Prince. I could be the Bruce Wayne Crusade and these chicks. And then the fourth one, ah, she looks like Daphne. The night's still young and my carpet's shaggy. Morgan Dorfer, she's so sarcastic, asking me really how to shoot if it's plastic. And we could spend a day in Lawndale or set sail. How could I be the one in this fairy tale? Go 6 in the bed and the Fraggle girl said, roll over, roll over. And there were 5 in the bed when the Cuckoo girl said, roll over, roll over. And there were 2 in the bed when the Squirrel girl said, lock, 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 lock. So we all rolled over and 1 was left. And we cuddled through the night with a head on my chest. I didn't even hear her leave cause I was snoring. Cause she had to go to work cause it was Saturday morning.